I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
A top WWE star is injured. Another top WWE star undergoes knee surgery. Matt Hardy makes a surprise TNA return, and a WWE Hall of Famer is training for one more match. Hello and welcome to the Solo Sunday News here with myself, Andrew Barda. What a culture wrestling. I hope you're well. I hope you're good. Again, apologies for the slightly raspy voice. I'm going to go to the doctors next week and get it checked out. It's been like a month, so yeah, probably should do that. But let's get to wrestling talk, and let's get to Drew McIntyre. Now, at the moment, Drew is currently on the WWE's UK tour, but he is dealing with an injury. This comes from PW Insider, who report that Drew suffered a badly hyperextended elbow during WrestleMania XL, WrestleMania 40's match against Seth Rollins. And now, you may have noticed that when Drew's been on TV recently, you can see him wearing almost like essentially an elbow pad or a sleeve on his right arm. And that is because of this issue. Now, it's not stopped him in wrestling at the moment. He's just working hurt. So we did see Drew compete in the Fatal 4-Way match on the Raw after WrestleMania. As mentioned, he is on WWE's UK tour at the moment. In fact, he's been working Jey Uso for the past, I think it's like the last four nights. I know he wrestled last night against him. Been losing to Jey Uso on all of those shows. But yeah, so Drew is working through the injury. But he is hurt at the moment, so hopefully this is something that he can get through and doesn't have to require any time on the sidelines. Because, of course, Drew McIntyre is a free agent shortly. He's still not re-signed a new contract, or signed a new contract, I should say, sorry, with WWE. There is a belief that he will be staying with WWE. It's just a case of, I guess, ironing out the creases, dotting the I's, crossing the T's, all of that jazz. Because we have, I mean, right now, Drew McIntyre is on the run of his life. He's absolutely killing it in WWE. He's one of the biggest stars, hottest stars in the industry. And we do have that kind of, the tiny issue of an amazing feud with CM Punk that's right there. For whenever Punk is able to return to the ring, that match, that rivalry can properly kick off, and it could be absolutely great. It's been great so far, but Drew's been absolutely killing it, so hopefully this hyperextended elbow is something that doesn't bother him too much, and hopefully, I mean, not to be biased, to be accused of being a WWE shill, which I am accused of that every time I praise WWE, but then I'm also accused of being an AEW shill anytime I praise AEW. Man, wrestling world's weird in 2024. But yeah, not to be a WWE shill, but for me, I really do hope he re-signs with WWE just purely so we can get a match, a rivalry, a proper in-ring rivalry between CM Punk and Drew McIntyre, because that story could be absolutely brilliant. Now, somebody else, another top WWE star who's got their own injury issues at the moment, is Seth Rollins, or in WWE speak, Seth freaking Rollins. Still, man, still, I'm daft in that. But anyway, Seth has been missing since WrestleMania 40. Of course, he worked two matches WrestleMania 40. There was the night one main event where he teamed with Cody against Roman Reigns and The Rock. Then there was night two where he lost the World Heavyweight Championship to Drew McIntyre, who quickly lost it to Damian Priest. But Seth, there was a report, I think it was last week, from Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer, who said that Seth was due for at least 4 weeks away from WWE just to heal up. Now, in addition to that, Becky Lynch was on the Late Late Show with Patrick Keelty over the weekend, and she revealed that Seth actually had surgery, knee surgery, this past Tuesday as a result of the torn meniscus he suffered. Now, this was earlier in the year, if you remember, there was a January edition of Monday Night Raw, where Seth had a match against Jinder Mahal, and that's where he suffered the knee injury, which at one point in time, it kind of threw WrestleMania into doubt. Is Seth Rollins going to be able to compete at WrestleMania? Will he be cleared in time for WrestleMania? He did obviously get cleared in time for WrestleMania, but he was clearly working hurt and working through the pain just to make it to the Showcase of the Immortals. So there's no word right now on how long Seth will be out for, whether this surgery is one that has got a lengthy recovery period, if it's something that he can be back in, like at least on WTV, in that initial kind of 4-week period that Dave Meltzer reported. But yeah, it's this does tie in because if you watch WrestleMania Night 2, there's the big babyface celebration with Cody Rhodes, obviously. You've got CM Punk's out there, LA Knight's out there, yeah. Randy Orton's out there, Sami Zayn's out there, Kevin Owens is out there. A bunch of people are out there celebrating with Cody Rhodes. And notable, not by their absence, because they are there, is Seth Rollins, who obviously had played a part in the match towards the finale. It was Roman choosing to hit Seth with a chair rather than hit Cody that effectively led to the end of the match, and Roman losing his Undisputed WWE Universal Championship, which has now been rechristened as just the Undisputed WWE Championship, which is less of a mouthful. So thank you for that, WWE. But yeah, if you watch that, it's kind of, it was either really good selling or it was noticeable that Seth seemed in some discomfort. He didn't get in the ring while everybody was celebrating. He was on the outside. There's a bit where he's kind of propped up on Kevin Owens, and it looked like he was hurt. And if that is the case, obviously, then this ties into the surgery he's had to have on Tuesday. But yeah, hopefully Seth is back sooner rather than later. Because again, just the Rock said it correctly, I think, on Instagram this past week, where he said that Seth Rollins was the real MVP of WrestleMania, which especially that would make even more sense and ring even truer if Seth indeed was working hurt through WrestleMania, because there was a 45-minute main event on night one. And then, yeah, the McIntyre match was, what, 10 minutes, barely that. And it was a story of Seth obviously feeling the effects of the match the previous day. So, yeah, man, hopefully Seth is back sooner rather than later.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Somebody who's back in TNA sooner rather than later, as in last night, is Matt Hardy. Matt freaking Hardy, if we're going to go with the Seth Rollins route. Yes, Matt Hardy appeared at TNA Rebellion last night. There's been the recent kind of those spooky videos that they've been doing, the blackout videos, and Matt Hardy has been revealed to be the person behind that. Now, he turned up at the close of the pay-per-view attacking Moose, the TNA World Champion, who just retained that title against Nick Nemeth. And this was not just Matt Hardy. No. This was not just Matt Hardy. This was broken Matt Hardy. Yes, we had the full delete, all of that. The crowd ate it up. Matt looked great. I saw him, I was going to say it was an interview, but it wasn't. It was just his podcast that he did last week or the week before last. And he was saying about how he got down to... It wasn't an interview, I think, with Chris Van Vliet, thinking about it, where Matt said he got down to, I think it was like 204 pounds, and his aim was to get down to 200 pounds. And he was looking great in that interview, just looking very fresh, healthy. And he looked great last night when he rocked up at TNA Rebellion. But he wasn't the only person that made the surprise TNA return as well, because you had Mike Santana was back with TNA, and also Sami Callihan appeared. Mike Santana, there was an impromptu match with Steve Maclin where Maclin was in the ring, cut the promo about himself maybe signing a new deal, and as part of that he wanted a match on the pay-per-view, blah 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 blah. Santino Marella came out, who of course is the authority figure in TNA there. Santino Marella, who has been announced for Bloodsport in Japan as well recently. That's got my attention. One of my mates pointed that out to me. Shout out to Paul, who's watching this. And it's like, that makes so much sense, because Santino, yes, a very goofy wrestling character, but Santino, the man, Anthony Carelli is his name, the man behind Santino, is a legit badass, like judo, martial arts. So that'd be fun. Anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. Santino came out and gave Steve Maclin a match, and it was the return of Mike Santana, who won the match. So Santana's back in TNA. As for Sami Callihan, he got involved in the Jordan Grace and Steph DeLander match. He took care of Conan the Good Hands outside, rolled Steph DeLander back in the ring for Grace to then get the win, the 1-2-3 to retain the Knockouts title. There's no official word on whether Matt Hardy, Mike Santana, or Sami Callihan have actually signed contracts with TNA, or whether this is just kind of a per appearance sort of deal that they're on at the moment. It is worth noting that Santino Marella did say in character that he'd signed Santana, but they didn't say if he'd signed him, like, you know, for a year or 2 year or multi years, or if it's just he's agreed a couple of dates for a bit. But Santana's just so talented, man. And Sami Callihan's always a good time, and Matt Hardy. So yeah, it was. That was nice. I liked it. But then I always bang on about TNA because I am that guy. Right, last news story here. And Booker T. Yes, Booker T could be making a return to the ring. Well, he has plans for a return to the ring. Now, while Mick Foley, he scrapped his own plans for one final match. Yes, Booker T, another WWE Hall of Famer, is making plans for his return to the ring. Now, this was on his Hall of Fame podcast where... I'll just get the quotes here. Actually, I've got it here. It's hard to walk away from it. It really is. It's so hard. I look at Matt and Jeff, as in Hardy, Chris Jericho, Taker, The Rock, leading into WrestleMania 40. That's what this business is. We never really retire. Even myself, I'm thinking about having another match at Reality Wrestling. I've been training. I've been getting myself together in the gym on a regular basis. I'm on the 30-day ab workout. I'm like, man, I can still do this. How can you tell a man he can't do it no more? You can't do that. So Booker T, 59 years of age, obviously in great shape whenever you see Booker. Obviously, he's on NXT on a weekly basis on commentary. But yeah, Buck is gearing up for a return to the ring with Reality Wrestling, which is his own. It's a mixture. It is a wrestling promotion, but it's also a training school. There's been a good few graduates. I know Sammy Guevara came through there. Roxanne Perez came through there. Brian Keith, who is these days now signed with AEW, came through there as well. As for Booker's wrestling career, he last wrestled, his last actual match, technically a match, was a cameo appearance at the 2023 Men's Royal Rumble. Before that, his last match was July 2022, which was a 10-man tag match for Reality Wrestling. In terms of singles matches, though, Booker's last singles match was January 2019, which was for Reality Wrestling again, against Rex Andrews. And since his last in-ring run with WWE came to an end in, 2012, in the 12 years since then, he's only wrestled 6 times. So Booker is making plans to return to the ring, and let us know in the comments if you fancy that. If you fancy seeing Booker T back in the ring, who you'd like to see him against, it would probably be for Reality Wrestling. But hey, let's fancy Buck. Let's have, I don't know, Booker T coming out of retirement to wrestle Roman Reigns in Roman's return match. Yeah, I don't know. Get creative in the comments. Right, let's wrap things up with some questions before my voice totally taps out. Dustin Santini's got in touch. Hey, Dustin. Hello, Andrew. Simba is a year old today. Well, I'm going to stop right there. Happy birthday to Simba. As always, on a Sunday, send me pictures of your pets. It always genuinely does put a smile on my face. But it's just myself and editor Ryan working away here. Where's the question here? What's your favorite local indie promotion? For me, it's Three Legacies Wrestling. In terms of local to me, there's a really fun one. And it's not a promotion in terms of, you know, a storyline-driven promotion. It's literally just called Welsh Wrestling. It's nice and simple. Nice and simple. And it just runs spot shows throughout Wales. And it's always a really fun, simple time. You go there, you turn your brain off, you get a beer if you want a beer, which is a yes, I will get a beer. And then you just watch daft wrestling. Not serious wrestling. You're not sitting there stroking your chin going, yeah, well, that extra Canadian destroyer means it's 12 stars. No, man, you just go there, you turn your brain off and you just watch wrestling, man. And it kind of reminds you why you got into it as a kid, what attracted you as a kid. There's very clear heroes, they're very clear villains. And it's the sort of thing where there'll be, I don't know, you'll have like a four-way match, you'll have a tag match, you'll have maybe a couple of singles matches. And then at the end of the night, all the people involved get involved in a good old battle royal. Yeah, which normally it's always the big baby face gets the win there. So it's a good time, man. Kid Cymru, stuff like that. It's just wrestling doesn't have to be serious and argumentative. You can just enjoy stuff. So yeah, Welsh Wrestling, little shout out for them. Those guys do obviously just really fun shows. The last one was a couple of weeks ago, earlier this month. Right, let's see any other questions we've got here. Hector Garcia the Third has got in touch. Hey, Hector. If you could pick wrestlers from any past era and drop them into today's WWE top of the card, mid card, a tag team, and women's top of the card, who would they be and who would you be most intrigued to see them face? Now, that is a question I probably should have read before I came on to record, because that's one I probably should have had time to think about. One that comes to mind for the mid card for me, I mean, Owen Hart is a no-brainer. But then, I don't know, do you class Owen as a main eventer? Probably not, so it would be. Then it feels harsh to say mid card. But the one I'm going to go with, Owen would be great. Owen would be absolutely brilliant wherever you put him, because he's Owen Hart and just what a talent. But one that I'd love to see, and I keep, every year, the last few years, I keep hoping the Royal Rumble, there's going to be something, and there's not been yet. But Sean Waltman, man, just in terms of mid card, I'd love to see Sean Waltman in there. Just take him from, because yes, there's always the lazy X Pac Heat. Yes, all that, blah, 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 blah. But the first few times I saw the 1-2-3 kid, well, just the kid, the Lightning kid, when I first saw that character, it just blew me away totally. It was in like, this is stuff I've never seen before. And yes, these days, if you go back and watch those matches, it's stuff that you see in most matches, but back then it wasn't. And so I'd love to see Sean Waltman dropped in his prime into the modern WWE or AEW, whatever, TNA, and just, yeah. Man, there we go. I'm going to stick him in the G1. We're going to go with G1 climax for Sean Waltman. But yeah, that's someone I'd like to see. And in terms of who he could be against, like, there's just Sean Waltman and Ricochet. There we go. Simple. As for a main eventer, who I drop into the top of the card now from years gone by. I mean, come on, it's going to be Bret Hart, isn't it? Obviously. But if I'm going to try and be slightly more original and not just go with Bret Hart for the answer to every question like I always do and then get loads of beef in the comments from people, why could you have anything bad to say about Bret Hart? But if I'm going to go away from Bret, Kurt Angle. I drop Kurt Angle. The wrestling machine, Kurt Angle. Hopefully we're getting the wrestling machine 2.0 with Chad Gable, but I go wrestling machine Kurt Angle, drop him in at the main event and just have him have bangers with everybody. For a tag team that I drop into today, the Rockers. But then the Rockers broke my, Shawn Michaels broke my heart, man. That's where all my beef with Shawn stems from. Just over the years, so many instances of like, that guy again. And it all starts with the breakup of the Rockers. So the Rockers would be fun to drop in. The Heart Foundation is the obvious answer and the correct answer. But again, I'm trying to stay away from the Hearts just for a bit of originality. The Road Warriors, Demolition. You know what? I'm going to go to Midnight Express. Beautiful Bobby, Sweet Stan Lane edition of the Midnight Express. That's who I'm going to drop in to the tag ranks. And I'm going to have them, they again would just have bangers with every tag team. And finally, what was a woman of yesteryear. See, because when you look at the women of yesteryear, there's a lot of them that were just done dirty by how WWE used its women back then, or not used its women. Obviously, there was Medusa had the, well, Medusa, Alundra Blaze, sorry, in WWE speak, had the title for a bit, and then it was just like the division was, what, three wrestlers, four wrestlers, and then the division died and was canned. And then when the women's title did come back, that was when it was all, you know, Jerry Lawler, sorry, screaming about puppies every time, and it was evening gown matches, and just like, yeah. So a lot of those women were done dirty. I think one of the women of the past who is massively underrated, and I think deserves a lot more credit and a lot more praise, and deserves a spot in the Hall of Fame, WWE Hall of Fame, is Victoria. I'd like to see Victoria dropped into today's wrestling scene. Obviously, Gail Kim is another one where, again, the stuff she did in TNA, her and Awesome Kong, absolutely brilliant. Sherry Martel is, I love Sensational Sherry, man. Just such a, just so hateable. And I mean that as the biggest compliment of just what a heel. Whether that's as a wrestler, whether that's as a manager, a valet, whatever. And someone else who I was so happy. That was one of my favorite parts of the Hall of Fame. Yes, Paul Heyman obviously stole the show. But seeing Bull Nakano get her flowers, because Bull Nakano, man, it just was such a beast for so long. Away from just a key part of that All Japan women's roster, where just, yeah, so maybe dropping the Bull Nakano into today would just be, yeah, would be very cool. Right, one last question. Spice Phoenix got in touch. I know you're a This Is TNA guy. I am. Please speak on this and shout out the awesome work by my local Destiny Wrestle. Big shout out to Destiny Wrestle. So last Sunday, Mike Santana tore it up with Trent Seven and Kenta at Destiny Wrestle The Clash. 6 nights later, he returns to This Is TNA at Rebellion. Yeah, Mike Santana. I'm just so happy to, I'm excited to see what is next for that guy. I don't know what went on with him and Ortiz in TNA. I know what went on with them in TNA. They had a lot of success. I don't know what went on with them in
in AEW. Yes, there are reports that seemingly Santana was unhappy with how Pride and Powerful were being used, whereas Ortiz was a bit more like, nah, I'm cool with this, it's all right. And that seems to be some of the issues that obviously forced the split there between a really good tag team, a really great tag team, one of the best tag teams AEW's had, one of the best tag teams the last, what, 10 years or more. But Santana has gone his, he can go his own way. Yes, he's gone the singles route. And this is somebody to me, Mike Santana, I thought AEW, there's a massive star, a top level star, a main event star waiting to explode there with Mike Santana. Whether that was in AEW, whether he went to WWE, whether he went back to TNA, wherever he went, just Santana is so, so talented, both in the ring, but also as a character, the presence he has, the promos he cuts. His promos are really good, man. So yeah, it's great to see Santana back in TNA. Like I said earlier in the news, I don't know, there's no news yet whether how long he signed for, if it's just he's there for just working a few dates. But in TNA, you could realistically, you know, if you use him correctly, within, I don't know, 6 months, you could have him right at the top of the card as your world champion. And I think as somebody, if I was WWE, I would have been going to get Mike Santana signed. If I was AEW, I'd have been pushing to keep him. Very talented dude. So good to see him back in TNA. It was a really cool match over WrestleMania weekend against Alex Shelley. That was cool. That was the House of Glory and Revolver crossover show. That was a really nice. The finish was a bit, yeah, okay. But I get it because you had world champion versus world champion in the respective promotions. But the match itself was really good. Santana is really good. So yeah, happy to see him back at TNA. Very interested and intrigued to see what is next for him, how long this TNA run is going to last, if he ends up going somewhere else, if he ends up going back to AEW, if he ends up going to WWE, if he ends up becoming the TNA world champion. The sky is the limit for Mike Santana. So yeah, best luck to him. So right, that has been the Solo Sunday News. My voice is about to collapse. I've been Andrew Pollard. This has been What Culture Wrestling. I hope you have a very, very good day. There'll be another video here floating around somewhere. I'm not here next week because I'm off. Yay. But will I be back the week after? No, I won't, because it's my birthday then. Yay, May the 4th. I have the Star Wars birthday. Love it. So yeah, I'll be back on the Solo Sunday News in a couple of weeks' time. So you take care, be well, and I will catch you down the road.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.